I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Since November of 2020, civil war has raged between the central Ethiopian government and the northern Tigray province. On March 24, the government declared a truce and promised to allow humanitarian aid into Tigray. A blockade has cut the region off from the outside world since the fighting began. Eric Foley with the Voice of the Martyrs Korea says,
"The interesting thing is that our local church contacts are not viewing this with enthusiasm and acclaim. It's certainly not that they want to see the fighting continue. But, you know, the situation in Ukraine has been a good reminder that often so-called humanitarian pauses in the war are unfortunately often used for strategic military advantage."
Local Christians are still providing food and medicine to people the aid convoys cannot reach. Ask God to strengthen them. And the United States military is one of the world's largest based on active personnel. The military expects 2.2 million of its members to retire by 2031. Retirement from any career field creates a sense of relief from the daily grind, but it leaves others asking, now what? The mission field may be a perfect next step. Retired Army wife and current Wycliffe USA missionary Robin Crabtree says,
"The life of the military and the life of the missionary support one another. There's a beautiful relationship between those two things."
Tom Crabtree, Robin's husband, served as an Army engineer officer for 27 years. When Tom retired, God gave the couple a new assignment, Nigeria. Now it's your turn. Where does God want you to serve him next? Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association offers My Father's House. It's a devotional for women, written by women, and it uses object lessons along with stories of ministry to Slavic women for spiritual growth. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.